Good evening. Rishus, Harav Agon, Rav Asher Weiss, it is a kavod gadol for our community, and specifically for our Beis HaKnesses, to have you join us this evening. Rishus, colleagues and dear friends, many rabbanim from literally across the country who are here tonight to come with us and learn with us. Specifically, I'd like to thank Rabbi Shai Schefter for coordinating this event and ensuring Rav Weiss's presence tonight. We're coming together, Lili Nishmas, our beloved Chava Shava Gabriela Bas David Yitzhak Halevi, Sophie Spangenthal. We spoke at the Shiva and at the funeral about Sophie's ability as a friend, as a chavira, as ability, she had the ability to connect to so many people on so many different levels and connect people literally from around the world. The root of the word chaver is chibur, mechaber, to connect. And it's a true testament to who she was that all of us are here tonight to come out for a night of reflection and inspiration. The 3 weeks which we find ourselves in right now is referred to as the Bein HaMitzarim. That comes from a pasuk that we read in Megillas Eicha, called Feha Hisiguha Bevein HaMitzarim. All those literally that chased us, all of our enemies that chased us, Bevein HaMitzarim, during this time period that we find ourselves in right now, Hisiguha, have subdued and achieved and attacked the Jewish people. Remembering and recalling all the incomprehensible, unfathomable, and painful moments that the Jewish people experienced throughout Jewish history. The Svarim HaKadoshim read this pasuk a little bit differently, and in fact, with almost the opposite conclusion. All of those that chase Ka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, during this time period now that we're in, Hisiguha, have the ability to connect in a more profound and deeper way. And it's almost counterintuitive. During the darkest moments of the Jewish calendar, recalling the most painful moments of our history, Hisiguha, Dafka, specifically during this time, we have the ability to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is out of the darkness and the pain. It is from the incomprehensible and unfathomable loss that when we attempt to come closer to God, we can achieve it during the time period that we are in. For the Fairlawn community, our Bein HaMitzarim began a few weeks earlier. We're here tonight to connect a little bit deeper. We're here tonight to connect in a more profound way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to each other by coming together, and ultimately to continue to learn from Sophie Spangenthal. She had this uncanny ability to achieve Simchas Achayim despite all of the darkness that she went through in her life. A 5-year-old girl spent half of her life in and out of hospitals. Yet, she experienced so much simcha and brought so much light to so many people. On the second to last day of the Shiva, I walked into the home, and David said, I have to share with you a story. One of Sophie's counselors from Camp Simcha came in yesterday, and this was Sophie. This was her. See, Sophie, all she wanted to do was to go back to Camp Simcha for her second summer. She went last summer, and she achieved it. She was able to go back for a second summer as a five-year-old, away from her parents for 2 weeks. She was in camp, and she noticed, you know, year two in camp, you know, a little bit of stand a little bit taller. And she notices a girl next to her who was 4 years old, who was looking sad and was homesick. So she turns to her. What's the matter? The girl starts tearing. My parents aren't here. I've never been away from them. This is so hard. So it's a five-year-old girl. Sophie turns to her and says the following. My daddy is just a few blocks away in the motel near Camp Simcha. And I know that if I need anything, he's going to come back for me, which was true. But just like my daddy is probably there a few blocks down the road in that motel, your parents are probably there too. So if you get really sad, all you have to do is tell somebody and they'll come right away to get you. The tears turned to a big smile and this girl had a great time the rest of the summer. Didn't cry one more time. This is the koach, the ability of Sophie. And I feel like as we're going through this difficult time, it's dafka through the strength of Sophie that we can get through this. It's like she's whispering into our ear when we're going through those challenging moments in our day, and she's telling us, don't worry, down the road, there's somebody there that really cares about you, that really loves you, and all you need to do is to cry out, and they'll come for you. We continue to learn from Sophie, and we continue to gain chizuk and inspiration from this young girl's life. So at this moment, I'd like to ask Rabbi Shai Schechter to say a parak of Tehillim. After the parak of Tehillim, Rabbi Yudin is going to introduce Rav Weiss.
Lamnatzeach halagitis mizmor leDavid Adonai Adoneinu ma'adir shimcha b'chal haaretz asher tenahotcha al hashamayim mipri olalim v'yonkim yisadatos leman sorerecha lahashbis oyev u'misnakeim ki eresh amecha maseh etzbosecha Yareach v'kochavim asher konanta ma'enosh kisis kerenu uben adam kisif gedenu v'atechasreu me'ad me'elohim v'chavod v'hador tiaterehu tam shileu b'maseh yadecha kol shata tachas raglav tzonev alafim kulam v'gam b'hamos sadai tzipor shamayim udegei hayam Over orchos yamim, Adonai Adoneinu, ma'adir shimcha b'chal haaretz.
Mor Dasar of Yudim will introduce Rav Weiss.
Good evening. I too would like to welcome many of my colleagues, Chavirim Rabbonim from the community, to say to our very distinguished guest that it's Lo HaMokom HaMechabedes HaOdom El HaOdom Mechabedes HaMokom. It's not the place that honors, it's the individual that honors, and we truly feel, as you're going to see many who have not had the privilege of hearing a very distinguished guest in just a few moments, you're going to see what I mean. I can only tell you on a personal note that when I do go to Eretz Yisrael, on my list of to-dos, it's always if I have the opportunity to go and hear a shir from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, because it's one of those permissible shiurim during the 3 weeks. It's nothing less than a symphony. The ability, and those who have heard know exactly what I'm talking about, and those who are not, you'll see the treat that you're in for this evening. The ability to b'li ayin hara, take Torah from all over and to present it in such a clear, exciting way that you walk away with a new appreciation for Chochmas HaTorah. On Motzoei Shabbat, as part of the V'yiten Lecha that we say at the end of Shabbos, Rav Yochanan, b'chol makom shato motzei gdulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan taught, wherever you find the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shom ato motzei amvaso nuso, there you find His humility. They go hand in hand. I want to simply thank our distinguished guest this evening for his fulfilling the 611th mitzvah. He fulfills many others. The 611th mitzvah is V'halachto Bidrachov, that we are to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ability to be blessed with the gedula, the scope of Torah knowledge, and at the same time, anvasanuso, to be available to every and all sectors of Klal Yisrael, that each of them feel he's ours, he's mine, he's accessible. I know personally, not from anybody that I've heard, I've been and visited with him and watched how he consoled an individual whose wife, Lo Aleinu, suffering at a time when Rachmana Litzlan, his own wife, was in the hospital as well. An individual who is able to blend the two. And so, I want to take this opportunity and say that in this period of the 3 weeks, when we're reminded, come on, what is it that we each have to work on just a little bit more? And that is, we know, a little bit more, or perhaps even a lot more, Avas Yisrael, loving another Jew. It's something which is easy to say, very often hard to do, but you do it by giving to the next one. When you give to the next one, that's what brings about Ahava. And I want to thank Rav Asher Weiss Shlita for his magnanimous, constant giving to Klal Yisrael, and give him the bracha that in good health, he should continue to uplift and teach with Simchas HaChayim Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Kavod Rav, or Rav Osher Weiss.
Bishus, my dear friend, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Markowitz, my dear friends, Choshev Rabbonim that came from different communities, Kahal Kodosh, and David and Jenny Spangenthal, and the entire family. I'm happy to be here with you tonight. I am happy in a way. It's a privilege, it's a schus, but I stand here with profound sorrow and sadness, feeling the pain of the Spangenthal family on the passing of Sophie. And I heard from Rav Shai what a beautiful little girl she was. Beautiful in many ways. And I know what it is. I know what it feels like to lose a child. My daughter lost a 2-year-old child. And I lost a 2-year-old grandson. So I know exactly what it's like. One of the most unbearable experiences in the course of human nature is to see the suffering of a child and witness the demise. So, before saying anything else, I would like to convey my profound condolences to the family. And from the depth of my heart, you should only know Simchas and Nachas. So Sophie is in the happiest place in the universe. She's in Gan Eden. And there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis. When the Gemara describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activities, that Gemara is above and beyond the realm of human understanding. We don't know, we can't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chazal do describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father, and that is the way we relate to him in our tefillahs, in our prayers. We cry out, Ovino Malkeinu, Avinu of Horachamon. So in a way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father. And the Navi also relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mother. Ke'ish asher tenachameno imo anochi anachemchem. Like a person whose mother will soothe his broken heart, I will see your feelings. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate teacher. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel says, describes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does even each and every hour of the day. Bishor Avias Melamed Tenoikis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches little children. And Rashi says, little children, they left the world when they were so young that they didn't learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them. So Sophie has the best teacher one could imagine, the best ganenet one could dream of. and she sits kebiyachon in the lap of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and hears Torah mepi ha-gavura. So I say to you, dear family, I could just imagine what you've been through, but let us all be calmed by the feeling and by the knowledge that she is in Gan Eden in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and hearing Torah from him. So it happens to be that we are in the midst of the 3 weeks, 3 weeks of mourning between two fast days, between Shavuos HaBetames and Tisha B'Av. And in the Jewish calendar, these 3 weeks are the saddest days the Jews experience. To us, Churban Beis HaMikdash is not history. It's not the past. It's the present as well. And we do not remember events that happened thousands of years ago. Those events are part of our experience of right here and now. And the Yerushalmi in Masechet Yom Adav Daled says, Kol dor shelo nivna beit hamikdash biyamav. Does anybody remember what Chazal say? No. That's what everybody says. Keilu charav biyamav. But that is not to be found anywhere in Chazal. What we do find in Chazal is far harsher and far more troublesome. So the lesson of the Yerushalmi is, in Yom Edafei, Kol dor shelo nivna beit hamikdash biyamav, malim alav keilu hu hechrivo. Every generation that doesn't have the Beis HaMikdash, it is considered as if he, that generation, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because when we say Ke'ilu Charav Biyamav, we say it happened, it transpired during our days. It didn't happen. It didn't just transpire. Someone did it. And someone is to bear responsibility. And that someone is you. And every generation that isn't Zeichet Ubinyan Beis HaMikdash, Malan Olav Ki'ilu Hu Hechrivo. And why is that? It is because for us human beings to maintain a building and to build support is far easier than to rebuild that building after it imploded. But to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows no difficulty. Nothing is hard for him. And Rashi and Tosfos, three different sources in Shas, maintain that the Bayis HaShlishi, the last Beis HaMikdash, will ascend from the heavens in fire. Eish yered min hashumayim. So the moment we will be fitting to have a Beis HaMikdash, we will have one. And if we don't have one, it is only because we don't deserve one. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't find us fitting to have a Beis HaMikdash. And that means if we would have one this morning, it would be destroyed by this evening. And that is why Chazal say, yes, it is about us. And we bear responsibility for the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Novi Zechariahu, in the 8th chapter, is the one very first source for the four fast days associated with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Navi says, Tzom HaRevi'i, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi'i, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yihyu LeBeis Yehuda, לששון, לשמחה ולמועדים טובים. והוא אמס והשלום אהבו. And many ask, what does the first part of this pasuk have to do with the second part? So the reisha, the first part of the pasuk, has various different interpretations. It is an expression of hope, it's a prayer, it's a blessing, it's a promise that these tragic days of sadness and mourning will ultimately be transformed into days of joy, of simcha, and they will be lebeis Yehuda lesosanu lesimcha lemoedim tovim. And then the Navi goes on in the same pasuk, Vo emes vasholem ahavu, and you should love truth and peace. What does that have to do with the first section of this pasuk? So these are days, as Rabbi Yudin mentioned, as Rabbi Markowitz mentioned, days of reflection and thought and his bonin. I think that for our generation, mourning the Beis HaMikdash is really a challenge. And when we visit shuls throughout the world and assess Yom HaTshuva and Yom HaKippurim, we really see people crying and crying out from the depths of their heart, asking for Rachamei Shamayim, for mercy, for health, for happiness, for prosperity. Tisha B'Av, we don't see that many people crying. Because it's really a challenge for our generation to associate with the Beis HaMikdash. It is something we never experienced, neither did our parents. And we don't know exactly what we're missing. But there is a Medrash in Eicha. And the Medrash tells a story. Ma'aseh b'shchentoi shel Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, the Rei Tana, had a neighbor, a woman, a widow. Shoisu boicha b'leilois al ben tishchoyres shemeisla. She lost a child. Her child died. And she cried all night. V'hoyo Rabban Gamliel shomeat kol b'chya v'boicha imo. And from the other side of the wall, Rabban Gamliel used to hear her crying. And he cried with her. Hadohi dechsev. And that is what the posuk means. Bochoi tifke balaylo. Vidimoso ale lichia. So the Medrash says, that is what the Novi Yirmiyahu says in Megillas Eicha. Bochoi tifke balaylo vidimoso ale lichia. She will cry by night and her tears will stream down her cheeks. And we ask, what does personal tragedy and loss have to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Megillas Eicha was all about Golus and all about Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with Shechentoi Shel Rabban Gamliel crying for the loss of a child, for the demise of a child? And I say, it has to do. Of course it has to do. Because Beis HaMikdash is not only sacrifices. Beis HaMikdash is Shechina. And Shechina is Ha'ores Ponim. And Ha'ores Ponim is a utopian life of happiness. Churban Beis HaMikdash is not only Bitul HaKorbanos. It's not only the fact that we no longer have the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It is Hester Ponim. Churban Beis HaMikdash means concealment. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals his face and his presence isn't obvious. And that equals pain and suffering. So the Navi Zechariah describing the magnificent days when Mashiach will come. So the Novi's description is, איש משענתו בידו מרוב ימים, ילדים וילדות משחקים ברחובותיה. The elders will sit, the grandfathers and the grandmothers will sit ברחובות ירושלים, each of them with his cane in his hand מרוב ימים. Yolodom v'yolodois, little boys and little girls romping the streets and playing. Yolodom v'yolodois mesachakim berachovoteya. Is that the description of Yomois HaMoshiach? Where's the Kohen Gadol? Where's the Beis HaMikdash? They're there. Of course they will be there. But it is not only about the Beis HaMikdash. It is about a life of happiness. Yes, Yelodim v'yelodes mesachakim berachovoteya. Little children weren't meant to die. Little children were meant to live and to play, and for their babas and zaydas to play together with them. That will be when Mashiach will come. So when Rabban Gamliel hears his neighbor crying in the middle of the night on the demise of a child, Rabban Gamliel cries with her, and he cries for her loss, and he cries because he feels her pain, and he cries for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because the loss of every child and the suffering of every Jewish family, in a way is a manifestation of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So, David and Jenny, your loss of Sophie, in a way, is a manifestation of our loss, of the loss of Klal Yisrael. It is a manifestation of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It is a manifestation of God concealing His face. It is a manifestation of Hester Pony. So yes, we bear responsibility, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash because we don't deserve one. And it is as if we bear responsibility on the Churban. Not the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash 2,000 years ago, but the potential Churban of the Beis HaMikdash right here and now, in our generation. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu expect of us? And what is it that we can do? What is it that we should do? What is it that we must do? We must try to understand what brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and try to fix what was broken and to rectify what was done wrong. So on Tisha B'Av, Hayom Amar V'Hanemar, on this tragic day, we lost the Beis HaMikdash twice, the first and the second Bote Mikdash. Regarding the Churban of Bayis Rishon, we find in Adoram Daf Pei Aleph, Al Mo'ov Deho Oretz, Doveze Nisha Lachachomim, Lenevim, Lemalachei Ashores. Why did we lose the land? This question was presented to the wise, to the prophets, to the angels from above. Velo pirshuho. And they did not know. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said, Al ozvom es toirosi. And the interpretation of Chazal, Shalei Bochu B'Toyre Techilo. They didn't say Berchas HaToyre. And it is quite obvious that the problem wasn't a technical problem, that they didn't say Berchas HaToyre, but rather, like the Ran explains on the spot, Lo Hoysu HaToyre Chashuve Be'einehem Velo Asku Ba'Lishma. They lacked devotion and love of Torah. And that ultimately brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Yom Edav Tes, and in Yerushalmi in Yom Edav Daled, Chazal deal what brought about the destruction of the Bayis HaShayni, of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal say, in those days, they did learn Torah, and they were very observant and diligent in their mitzvahs. So, what brought about the Churban? Sinas Chinam. Sinna and Machlaikis amongst ourselves. So, if we bear responsibility for the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what we need to do is understand what brought about the Churban and try to be better in both those areas. So the Navi says, yes, I hope and I promise. Tzom HaRavi'i v'tzom HaChamishi v'tzom HaShvi'i v'tzom HaAsiri, these tragic days of sorrow, of sadness, of mourning, will be transformed. When will that be? The Navi says, I can't tell you when, but I could tell you how. I can't tell you when because it's up to you. And you will be the ones to determine when will that happen. V'hu emes v'asholoim ehavu. When you will love emes and you will love peace. Our Torah is defined as Torah's emes. And at the end of Masechet Yom the Gemara says, Choysomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Emes, truth, is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah HaKedosho. So when you will renew your devotion and your love of Torah, and your ultimate quest for shalom and peace, it is then that we stand a fair chance of having the Beis HaMikdash. So what we need to take upon ourselves in these 3 weeks is to renew our devotion and dedication to Torah learning. One of the first questions a person is asked after 120 years, when he faces judgment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask him, Kovato itim l'Torah. Were you koveya itim l'Torah? Did you learn Torah every day? Yes. We all have a chiyuv to learn Torah each and every day. How much does one need to learn? Impossible to define. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBochen Klayot V'Lev will determine each and every one individual based on his personal nesiyonos, trials and tribulations and difficulties, and his pranosa and his talent and his personality traits. But we all need to dedicate time every day to learn Torah. It is not a midat chasidut. It is not only the right thing to do. It is a halachic obligation brought in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Talmud Torah. So each and every one of us needs to allocate some time to learn Torah every day. Is this the first time I visit this community, Rabbi Yudin? Was I here before? First time. I'm sorry, but I visit so many schools and so many communities, sometimes I don't even remember where I was, where I wasn't, and where I said what and when. So, I know some faces of people I see, and I know the wonderful Rabbonim that are here with us. And for many years, Rabbi Yudin is a dear friend. As he mentioned, when it comes to Etz Yisrael, usually we meet each other, and I think I see you Thursday night, but this year in my shul. But I don't really know the members of this community. But in most shuls in America, we have wonderful shiurim. knowing Rabbi Yudin, hoping to know Rabbi Markowitz. I met your wife and children outside. I even made some pictures with them. You have beautiful children, and you should have so much nachas from them. But I assume that you have wonderful shiurim in this shul. Take advantage. We need to learn Torah. And we need to learn more Torah. And I think Talmud Torah is the defining experience, the fundamental defining experience of what it means to be an Orthodox Jew. An Orthodox Jew learns Torah. That is what our forefathers have been doing for thousands of years. And let me share with you a story I shared many times in the past 3.5 years since my late father passed away. My father arrived in Birkenau, Auschwitz, first day of Chag HaShavuos, 1944, Tov Shin Dalet. One day later, my great Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Tzanzer Rebbe, arrived. My father didn't know him, but he heard that the Kloisenberger Rebbe arrived second day Shavuos, one day later, and he's in the barracks right next to where my father was staying. My father lost his father and mother and 5 siblings the day they arrived in Auschwitz. They went up in smoke, and he and 2 of his brothers were sent to life. When he heard that the Kloisenberger Rebbe is in a building right next to him, he sneaked out of his barracks in the middle of the night, which was grave danger. If any of the sentries, the Germans, saw him, they would shoot him on the spot. But he sneaked into the second building, and in the morning approached the Kloisenberger Rebbe and said, "I am so happy that I'll have the opportunity to be close to you, Rebbe." The Rebbe was surprised. He looked down on him. My father was an 18-year-old boy, and he said, "The mindset that Rebbe's helfen said the Gunish helfen." Did anybody understand what I just said? I spoke Yiddish. So the Rebbe told my father, "If you think it's going to do you any good being close to me, ain't going to do you any good." To which my father responded, "Avada vetes mehelfen. Of course it's going to do me good. We could talk and learning." And the Rebbe was taken aback. And he said, "Bocher, young boy, you're in Auschwitz and you want to talk and learning." To which my father responded, "Yes. Of course I want to talk and learning. Because otherwise, how would we prevail? How would we make it? If we don't talk and learning, how will we survive?" And the Rebbe hugged him. And they talked and learning for the next 13 months. And they talked and learning for the next 50 years. And then our turn came, me and my 6 brothers. And we talk and learning to this very day. And what my father instinctively felt in Auschwitz as an 18-year-old boy, our forefathers felt 2,000 years ago. When they embarked on this tortuous journey that we call Golus. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the leader of that generation, when it was clear to him that the Bayis Hamikdash would be destroyed, and he met Aspasianus Caesar, and Aspasianus told him, "Make a wish and it will be fulfilled." He said, "Ten li Yavna v'chachameya. Give me the yeshiva. Give me Yachma, Yavna, and its elders." Because he understood, we need to talk and learning. And if we don't talk and learning, how will we prevail? And that's what we've been doing for the last 2,000 years. Hundreds of years ago, if a Yemenite Jew met a German Jew, or a Jew from Amsterdam or from New York met a Jew from Warsaw, what did they have in common? Could they do anything together? They didn't have a common tongue. Lo hevinu ish et sfat re'eyu. They didn't understand each other. They didn't share a common language. They had skin of a different color. Different cultures. Probably the Jew from Berlin would be repulsed to eat together with the Jew, the Chosid from Warsaw, and to see him eating fish with his fingers. They didn't have a common culture, had no common customs. They didn't even have the same sitter. And the sitter of one was totally unfamiliar to the other. The only thing they had in common and the only thing they could do together is talk and learning. They had the same Bavli, the same Yerushalmi, the same Rambam, and the same Shulchan Aruch. And the only thing they could do together is to learn. And that's what they did. And they learned, and they learned, and they learned. So we've been talking and learning for the past 2,000 years. And that's the way we got here. And that is how we prevail. And that is how we made it through this galus. And that is what my late father instinctively felt in the depth of his heart when he first met the Kloizenberg Rebbe on that fateful day. We got to talk and learning, because otherwise, how will we prevail? So we don't have much time left. Mashiach is almost here. But we will continue to talk and learning till he finally gets here. And that is how we'll make it on the final stretch of this long journey. So the Navi says, when will it be? When will these tragic days be restored to their former glory? When you will love Emes, you will love Torah, and you will love Shalom. Because we lost the second Beis Hamikdash because of Sinas Chinam. Coming back to memories from my father and my Rebbe, I heard from them many times. When we were liberated 75 years ago, no one could ever think that Jews will ever fight one another. And it's one of the tragedies of our time. There's enough hatred out there. There are enough others that hate us. We can't afford to hate each other. We can't afford to fight each other. Because there are enough others that fight us, that hate us, and we must stick together. Ba'ava, ba'achva, b'shalom uvereyes. So the great Hasidic master, Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk, probably all are familiar with the Noam Elimelech, and he writes in one of his tefillahs, one of the prayers he composed, and thanks to Avram Fried, everybody knows this line. Tein bilibeinu, shenire kol echod malo is chavereinu, velo chislonam. We should focus on what we all have in common. We all learn the same Torah. We all believe in the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our prayers are all directed to the same Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh. And we got to focus on what we have in common. Ish esrei eyu yazoru ulachiv yomar chazal. So at the very end of Shas, Chazal teach us lo imotzo hakodesh baruch hu kli machzik brocha liyisrael ela hashalom. What does it mean, kli machzik brocha? Today, when you buy wine, you buy an oil, you get it bottled. But once upon a time in days of yore, you used to bring your own vessels and your own kelim to the shop, and he poured whatever you need into your vessels. So a person comes to the shop owner and he takes out his kelim and he asks for Yayin HaMishum HaVeshem and Afar Saman, the most expensive wine, the most expensive oil. Shop owner looks at his vessels and he says, I'll be happy to give you whatever you pay for, but have a look. Your vessel is cracked. It'll leak. By the time you get home, you'll have nothing. So please go home and bring kelim that are whole. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. He always loves us. And he bestows upon us all the blessings of the heavens. Bona chaya u'mezoyna ravicha. It depends on us. Do we have the proper kelim to hold on to those blessings? What are those kelim? Lo'imotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha li'yisrael ela ha'shalom. So we need to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kli machzik brocha. And that is peace. Peace amongst us. Ahav asrayim v'kvoyit chaveir. So let us take upon ourselves more dedication to Torah and more love between each and every one of us and our brethren. And let these Kabbalas be le'ilui nishmasa of Sophie Spangenthal. What is her Hebrew name? Chava, Shavra, Chava, Shalva, Gabriela, Bas, David, one name, Bas, David Yitzchok. So the title we learn should be Le'ilui Nishmoso, and the title we learn tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmoso, and the Kabbalas we take upon ourselves tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmoso. She should be a Melitzas Yosha for the entire family. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yerape Shiburei Leiv. You should only know Nachas and Simcha Kol Hayamim. And feel that Sophie is happy and she is in Gan Eden, the happiest place in the universe. We should only share Besaris Tovis. And Bekorah B'Yomeini, we should be Zochet to the fulfillment of Divrei Hanavi, Tzom HaRevi'i, Vitzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, Vitzoma Asiri, Yehu Lebeis Yehuda, Lesosoin, Ulesimcho, Ulemoyedim Toivim, Bemheiro, Viomenu, Omein. Thank you.
I just want to thank the Rosh Yeshiva. And I just wish to conclude by saying that we're in the time that we read and we study Pirkei Avos. And the Rav Zichron Levracha on many occasions pointed out that what we find repeatedly in the Mishnayos is after a particular Tana is cited for that which he taught, Hu Haya Omer, and again, Hu Haya Omer, he would say. And the Rav explained, it doesn't mean necessarily that when you met him, oh, that's what he would tell you, whatever the particular message of that Mishnah was. No. Hu Haya Omer, the persona of the individual, this is what he personified. And Mimela, from his behavior, we were able to ascertain the particular teaching of that Tana. We thank the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita for honoring us tonight, but especially Hu Haya Omer. It's not simply that he's Noeh Doresh, but he's Noeh Mekaye, because he lives a life of Emes and Shalom, because he lives a life where there is that beautiful integration between the two, because he lives a life that his Torah is alive, and the Torah brings happiness to all. This is the one that Baruch Hashem could charge us with this lesson. So we say thank you, and Amir Hashem, we should be Zocha to accept the very special charge. And once again, in the schus of Sophie, what she generates, look around, this evening should be in her schus v'hatayra neshama. But we, who are here, have the tafkid, as was so beautifully presented, of her emes, her shalom, ahivu. Thank you. Shakolah.